Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. So we have two scripture readings today. The first is from the epistle, the 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. I will be reading that from the New Revised Standard Version. You're welcome to use the Pew Bible, page 1482, to follow along. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are far from the truth. No, I'm sorry, that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if your hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of Son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel according to John from the 10th chapter. Hear now these words. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the living word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Will you pray with me? Gracious and holy God, today we have heard words that have echoed the great Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, you will not forsake me. And today, as we take this promise and this sense of peace, allow us to hear and be challenged by what it means to abide in you and you in us. What does it mean to lay down one's life? So open our hearts and our minds that it may fall upon our ears what you would have us hear this day, that the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts will be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Again, I think I watched too many videos. This last night I came across one, and I'm going to have to go back and find it. But if you were to translate a particular, the annunciation of Mary by the angel that she was going to carry son in Gen Z language, what? Look it up. The language that is used floored me, and I had no idea what they were saying. And actually, it's funny because my daughter, Kate, says a lot of these things to me, and I have no idea what she says. And I think sometimes that is similar to us coming to Scripture, that we read it and we're like, what does this even mean? Because we sometimes forget who it was written for and when it was written and why it was written. And here we have that today, that we have this epistle from 1 John. And I love how if you read 1 John 3:16, let's do that. Everybody grab a Bible. You all have Bibles in your pews. I want you to turn to 1 John 3:16. Let me give you a clue. If you don't know where to find it, you can always look at the table of contents. But it's right before Revelation. How about that? It's at the very end of the New Testament. 1 John 3:16. You didn't know today was going to be an interactive lesson, did you? Participation. Okay, so let's read 1 John 3:16. You guys have the Common English translation, so I will do the same. 1482, right? 84. I was close. What does it say? Let's read it together. This is how we know love. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Okay, now turn to John 3:16. Do what? Do y'all need an extra Bible? No? Okay. 1 John 3:16. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so now we are on John 3:16. So I said 1 John 3:16 the first time, and now we're in the Gospel of John 3:16. So let's read this. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish, but will have eternal life. How similar are those two things? Did y'all ever realize that? That if you went to John 3:16 or 1 John 3:16, they're very similar? But they come from two very different perspectives, right? So the Gospel of John, these are the words of Jesus, right? That these are the account so that we can believe, so that we can interact and understand and come to have faith and see through signs and miracles that God loved us so much to give us Jesus, right? And then fast forward to the epistles, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. This is after Jesus. And the message is the same, but it's coming from two different perspectives. That there is something about God and God's action through Jesus that is a very significant promise for us. And that is that we would have new life because Jesus gave his life for us. But what does that mean? To lay down your life, because we too are called to lay down our lives so that we can witness to this gift, to this truth, to the actions of God in the world. And what does that mean? Is it the literal, like, give up your life? I mean, maybe there's a case, and I'm thinking about first responders, I'm thinking about those that are on the battle lines, that they are putting their physical lives on the line for something else. What we are called to is to give every moment of our lived lives for something else. Not what the world asks, but what God asks of us. And that comes down to the greatest commandment, which is what? To love God and love one another as I have loved you. But it's also love one another as you love yourself. Right? We seem to forget that part. Love God, love neighbor. But we are also called to love ourselves in the midst of this life. So the word that I always get caught up in is abide. Anybody have a dictionary that they can like get that word looked up? What does that mean to you, abide? Obey? Okay. Is that what you said, Keith? Obey? What else? What do you think abide? What do you got there? Abide, to accept and act in accordance to a rule or decision. So abide in that case is to choose to obey and live into the rule of God, right? And that is to love God, love one another as you love yourself. So I do this because sometimes when we come to scripture, it might be sometimes hard to read it and be like, what does this mean for us? Well, for us as a community of faith, there is something that you come here to hear or receive or to experience that you cannot get anywhere else. Right? That we come here broken, flawed, scared, concerned, worried, sick, sad. What other adjectives could I add to that list, right? But what I'm saying is we don't come here already perfect. Is that true? Would you agree with me? Yeah. We don't come here already as God intends us to be. We come here because we know that we're not those things. And we trust that God's grace is going to work in and through us to move us closer to that perfection, to that image that God intends of us. That our lives will reflect what God intends for the whole world. And it's by a conscientious decision to choose to live our lives in truth and action according to the law of love. And it is that law of love that Jesus laid his life down for. And it wasn't one of military prowess or political upheaval. It was about upturning this world of inward focus to really understand that we are all of created and designed to be in relationship with God. And the way to do that is through Christ Jesus. And so when we are called to lay down our lives, it is us embodying that conscientious decision to love who we meet outside, to interact with them in a way that honors and respects who they are, because we believe that God also abides in them. And we are also called to look at the needs of those in the world. That is a way of laying down our lives, to be attentive to the needs and to be attuned to that, to be in those spaces. And so as we move forth from this place today, remember that John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16 are very similar and also rooted in the same thing. And so we come here to be reminded to love God, to love one another, and to love ourselves so that Christ can abide in us and we can live our lives in truth, in action, into the world. And so by the power of the Holy Spirit, may it be so. I love these words of the acolytes. Y'all are all acolytes into the world, right? And the light that you share is the love of God that was laid down in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.